When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Here's your closing bell brief for Tuesday, June 14th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. A mixed day on Wall Street a day after yesterday's broad sell-off. The S&P 500 extended its fall into bear territory, finishing down 14 points, or about 0.4%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 152 points, or 0.5%, to close at about 30,365. But the Nasdaq was able to turn in a 19-point gain. Stocks wavered throughout the day as investors continued to express concern that the Federal Reserve's efforts to fight inflation will push the U.S. economy into a recession. The Fed is set to release its latest monetary policy decision tomorrow. Uncertainty on Wall Street pushed bond prices lower, which in turn boosted yields. The yield on the benchmark 10-year Treasury note climbed to 3.482%. Elsewhere, business software maker Oracle represented a bright spot. Shares rose more than 10% after the company reported a rise in quarterly sales, driven by its cloud computing division. Meanwhile, shares of oil producer Continental Resources rose 15% after billionaire Harold Hamm offered to buy the shares his family doesn't already own for about $4.3 billion. But it was another rough day in cryptocurrency. Shares of Coinbase fell 0.8% after the crypto exchange said it would reduce its workforce, and J.P. Morgan cut its price target for the stock. And earlier today, Bitcoin traded below $21,000 before recovering to about $22,000. Bitcoin's price is down about two-thirds from its all-time high last November. We'll have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker, or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.